Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Scary Cat. See if it works well.
Woo!
I guess it doesn't. I guess nothing works on anybody. Oh, there it is. And welcome to Scary Cast again. This is Dr. John. Glad to be here. As we get this year rolling on, you know.
I thought it was the 1980s rave or something.
it's great. We're glad to be here. Life is good.
Sound like a Pet Shop Boys.
We like Pet Shop Boys. Definitely. They're great. But anyway, it's good to be here with everybody. I'm glad we're all excited. We are starting the New Year's out wrong. We got the worst possible. That's the worst possible first show of the New Year for everybody. I don't know what to say, so we better get going. First of all, Devin Tate, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really, really good. Had some great holidays, and now it's back to work.
Back to work, that's right, and back to Scary. That's what we're glad to have you here. Bob Astro, how you doing?
Doing great. The Christmas and New Year's was great. Good thing I have eggnog only once a year. But it's back to the grind and hoping and pursuing a wonderful 2019 for everybody.
Yeah, now I hope it's a good 2019. I don't know about it. It's starting out pretty lousy as far as I'm concerned. This is Dr. John, and I've been under the weather, but I'm on top of the weather now. Even though it's raining in Myrtle Beach, it's all good. Now here's the deal. We're starting out in a bad way because it was less than 24 hours ago when the nation of China landed on the moon. They landed on what we call the dark side of the moon. And, you know, I was looking at that, and I said, look, China's up there. I wonder what they're going to do, number one. Number two, not only are they there, but they're also using their new facial recognition technology, and they're scoring people as to whether or not they're good citizens or not. And, I mean, that is just, like, right out of the sequel to 1984. That's pretty horrible. They're going to control everybody, and that's just absolutely frightening. Not only that. We all know what HAARP is, H-A-A-R-P. That is that, nobody wants to talk about it. The feds don't want to talk about it. But that is the weather controlling system that we have developed. Our nation has developed that, and it's up there in Alaska. Now, hey, and they've got one now. There's an article from Forbes magazine that says China's got a similar system. And they're working on changing the weather in an area the size of Alaska over there in China. That's pretty scary. Now, it really is. Now, Papa Stro, your buddy Jesse the Body Ventura, he had a paranormal reality show, didn't he?
Yeah, conspiracy theories, yeah.
Yeah, and I think he marched up to the front door of HAARP up there in Alaska and said, what the heck are y'all doing? And I think they looked at him and said, go away.
Well, that was one a lot of no comments.
Yeah, that was one steel cage match that he was having a hard time getting into the steel cage. So, I mean, it was kind of a mess. And I want to talk about that tonight. Then, of course, we're going to talk about global warming, global freezing, and maybe a time traveler or two to keep us on track. But, you know, first of all, they're on the moon. China has gotten to the moon. And I don't know. I'm a big conspiracy theorist here. You put China up there, they're going to do what's good for China. I don't think they're going to do what's good for Russia. I don't think they're going to do what's good for us. Devin, what do you think? What do you think about China being on the moon right now? How scary is that?
I don't know if I'm scared of it. I haven't given it too much thought, though, to be honest.
Okay. Well, they're a pretty crafty bunch. And I know that we have a treaty. And that treaty says that no one owns anything outside of the earth. But then again, that's what wars are fought over. I know that we have been to the moon many times. You know, Russia's been to the moon many times. I'm not really that familiar with what Russia did when they were there at the moon, but we haven't been back there in a while, and neither has Russia. But now all of a sudden, China's there. China is actually going to start growing. They're going to try to grow potatoes and try to grow some plants to see about, you know, because that will help us learn all about how to colonize the moon. Because then what's the next step? Mars.
Can you imagine them studying sushi on the moon, how it's being elevated without gravity? That'd be interesting.
I would definitely go for some sushi on the moon. That sounds amazing.
Yes.
And see a scary cast sushi right here. Well, I mean, you know, in Century 21, who's got the Century 21 and the Remax for the moon? I don't know. But it is kind of scary. They're up there. First of all, I don't trust our government. If I live here and I trust our government, I sure don't trust any of the others. I think they're all just as self-serving as the next. Does anybody agree with me on that or think I'm crazy or what? Does nobody want to take a stand on that one?
I really don't know what to expect, and you know, we got agents like Maxwell Smart running around.
Barbara Felden, James Platt's chief. I know. You know, it's scary. I mean, I don't even trust our government. Like today, like tonight. All right, you go.
Just look into the little flashy thing, and everything will be okay. Men in Black.
Well, speaking of that, every time I went to a planet.
They got a new movie, by the way. Men in Black International coming out, too, actually.
With
Liam Neeson. Yeah, Liam Neeson. And Thor. Thor's in it.
Okay. Now, is this real or is this fictional to trick Dr.
Oh, yeah.
Black? Is this real? Oh, okay, cool.
It's legit. What? Yeah, it's coming out. Men in Black International.
Yeah. Man. I heard about that.
Okay, good. Well, as I said, I mean, you know, it's hard to know who you can trust. I mean, first of all, every Planet X video that I've been trying to watch this evening, it freezes up and I have to, like, get rid of the browser. I have to get rid of Chrome or Safari.
Oh, I love the way you said that. I love the way you said X, kind of like Jack Nicholson from Batman when he was a Joker. And he was doing that commercial, and I said, he doesn't look happy. He's been using brand X.
Gotcha. Well, I've been looking up some Planet X stuff to try to find some of those survivalists to bring on here because they're actually fairly interesting. But, you know, and these things, and they always freeze up. Then I can go to any other video, and they never freeze up. In fact, I subscribe to – this is – now, I'm on the topic of – how much do I trust the United States? Well, this is, it's not good here. It has to be worse elsewhere. I can tell you that I got some mail from skyshipsovercashiers.com. That's a conspiracy theory site. It's a pretty cool site. And they were talking about Planet X. Well, I wanted to go back and check out those videos tonight. I go to Google and I do a search in my Gmail. Those videos aren't there. I mean, those emails from Mary Jane from skyshipovercashiers.com are gone. And I go to her site, and those videos are gone. And, I mean, I don't know how they got into my Gmail, how somebody got into my Gmail account and got rid of those, Google. But, you know, you did. And so it's like, who in the heck do you trust? But so if we can't hardly trust the people over here, I mean, we're trying to do legitimate research into things that people call darky affairs. I mean, come on. You know, how are you going to trust anybody else? I mean, you can trust Japan because they won't go to war against you. I mean, even at Shinzo Abe, it looks like he's going to talk to the Chinese parliament, I believe they call it, and they're going to try to rescind that thing that they passed right after World War II. I saw a little news flash. Of course, I saw that news flash on the BBC. I never saw it on Fox or CNN. So, you know, there you go. Every news organization calls the other one corrupt.
I mean,
and
look at Julian Assange. I mean, he's like a perfect example of that. I mean, look at all the information he's dug up, and he's like hiding for his life in a different country.
In the Ecuadorian embassy in London. I mean, if you were talking about the end of the earth, I mean, yeah, I'd put that right next to Antarctica. I mean, golly. So, it's like even over here, you don't know who to trust. Lord knows. I don't think I'm going to be trusting the Chinese government the way they start monitoring people and they start giving out scores. And, it's like your credit score or is what Brooke Bagley called it. He had some funny name for it, Mr. Hollow Earth. But he talked about how it's your life quotient. And if that thing goes high, then you're going to get a high salary. They're going to love you. They're going to look at the way you stare at the computer screen. You need to always smile. You need to always be perfect. But if you're not, you're going to be in trouble. So, I mean, I don't know what to say. We got those cats up there in on the moon. Now, I don't want to come off as being a bad guy here. But, I mean, I'd take the Russians up there because they've been there before and we kind of know where they are. I mean, they may meddle with our elections, but heck, you know. So I mean, what do you think? I'm very worried. I don't know if they're going to start building a base up there or not. And all the scientists, I used to be an academic, and all the scientists are just a Twitter. They're thinking how wonderful this is. They're going to get access to everything. We wouldn't give people access to all the information that we got. So it's a scary thing to have another nation that we've had tension with up there on the moon. I mean, look right down on them, even though they're on the dark side of the moon. But who knows? Who really knows where they are? We don't really know. We don't know what people are doing. Is that fair? Am I just too, what's the word? Am I just too cynical to not believe people? Devin, am I too big of a cynic now?
I don't think you're too big of a cynic. I think it's good to be cynical and question things. And it's not that I think, our government or any government is like 100% trustworthy or even majority trustworthy. But I just think throughout history, at any given point in time, any human faces some threat from the outside world, whether it's animals or nature or other humans or aliens or whatever. There's always that percentage that somebody is out to get you or somebody is going to do something evil that you're going to, is going to end your life or change your life. But, you just have to figure that in percentage-wise to every other danger that you encounter on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess I'm such a trusting person. Individuals, I trust implicitly. I trust both of you guys.
It's like John Cusack said in 2012. In that disaster movie, when his family was watching the news, when the earthquake was happening, and the guy on the news was like, "Oh, everything's gonna be just fine." He's like, "Whenever they say it's everything's gonna be just fine, it isn't."
Oh yeah, I remember that statement all over. Yeah, it's true. But anyway, it's just concerning that they're up there and. And it looks like we dropped the ball a little bit, and now we're going to be farming out our space missions. I think that's what I think that's the last that I read. So I mean, we've dropped the ball a little bit. I don't know. I just hope that it doesn't go the way things will go. But then again, they probably don't trust us because we've got a HARP system. Where we can supposedly modify the weather, they're working on the same thing. So I guess they look at us the same way as we look at them when it comes to national security and everything. So I guess we're not perfect, and I guess they're not perfect, and nobody's
well,
perfect.
Even with this moon, supposed moon landing by China, I mean, there's going to be some conspiracy saying that it was all blue screen and all that, just like they were saying the original didn't actually take place. If you recall, so I mean, there's going to be a lot of skepticism with that.
Okay, and you got a point there, and I think that's a good time to pause poll of our panel tonight. What do you think about the U.S. moon landings? Did we get there? Did we get there the first crack? Did we ultimately get there? Did we even get there at all? Or was it just always an 8-day commercial for Tang Instant Breakfast Drink? Devin, did we ever get there? What do you think?
I do think we did. I think we made tons of scientific leaps in the last, 100, 200 years, and that was one of them, and I think a lot of people are very, very proud of that. So that's what I think.
Okay. Now, did we get there when we said we did? Did Neil Armstrong really jump down there and take the first giant step for mankind, or was it later in the moon program? What do you think?
I believe that was when we landed on the moon. Yep.
Okay.
I don't have any reason to think otherwise, really.
Okay. Gotcha.
Did you see the video footage of that guy going up to Neil Armstrong and trying to say that it didn't happen, and I thought he was going to, like, look like he was about to knock him out. He said, if you don't get away from me, I'm going to knock you out.
I didn't see that, but I got to check that out.
Yeah, it's hysterical.
Okay. Well, all right, Papa Stroh, what do you think? When did we get to the moon?
Well, I mean, it's supposedly, as like Devin said, that was the time that, we made our mark on the space program with the moon and everything. And then there's been like some like speculation, especially some of the footage that that was sent back that we, the public saw, and they reviewed it, and there were certain like Easter eggs. Like, for example, they were claiming, like, how could the flag, like, be moving around in space if it wasn't, for the gravity, lack of gravity or that sort of thing. All I can tell you is, what I see with my own eyes. And I just think that hopefully we can make more advancements in the space program and see what's out there. I mean, look at the technology we've had so far, where we've sent satellites to different worlds in our solar system and beyond. And it's been really fascinating. So, I mean, yeah, it's a big universe out there.
Okay, it is. All right, my two compatriots tonight believe that we got there when we said we did. All right, here's what I think. I don't know. I believe in the split screen technology. I believe that they were faking it and they were running the program at the same time. It would have been a colossal embarrassment the first time when Neil Armstrong was supposed to jump out of there if he hadn't been able to jump out of there. I mean, whether he was up there or not, we had to make it look like he did. I think it was, I don't know, but I think we've been there. I really do. But I'm not sure if the first one got there or not. I don't know. You guys think I'm crazy? I think it's a we ultimately did get there. We might have gotten there on the first crack. But I don't know. It's pretty scary with all that analog technology and then being able to get back with as close to where they wanted to land. I think you had to have digital technology to do that, but that's just me. But I think we got there. I'm not sure which. I think we had a sound stage going at the same time as we did the other. So that's what I think. And they might have gotten there first crack, but I don't know. Does that sound too crazy to be true?
It doesn't sound too crazy. I mean, I wouldn't rule that out.
don't know.
So that's not
you get astronauts taking selfies, so something was up.
Well, you know, if they got there, they got there.
And that's before we had cell phones.
Yeah, that's right. They take selfies before we had selfies. And that's my whole point. I think we had a plan B in place. I was very unimpressed with the lack of delay between Houston mission control to the moon and back. To me, those conversations seemed to get back and forth mighty quickly, but I'm not sure. I don't know. You know, we're a quarter million miles away and all that, but I think we got there. But I think
no.
I think
no, if they were like having a campfire in the moon, I would definitely question that.
Yeah. Now, I think once they got there, I'm absolutely certain that they saw some things that they couldn't show. Absolutely. I think, in fact, too much of that has leaked out that while they were there, they talked about being watched. I mean, so I don't know. Who really knows?
It'd be cool if they had like a reenactment of Mos Eisley and just hanging out with a bunch of extraterrestrials. There have been interesting.
Well, you know, we don't know, and I wonder what the Chinese are going to find. Now theirs is an unmanned space probe that's on the moon. So, but I'm sure they've got cameras all over, and they can see what they're looking at. And they can see if anybody is looking at them, and I believe they are. That's what
so basically they just
would.
Sent. They sent drones up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They sure did. And,
honestly, though, it would be hard for any human, I would feel, to could even like survive in those conditions up there. You know, like for us, you know what I mean. So. But
I'm getting through the
what do I know, right? Yeah.
probably a good bit. I think getting through the Van Allen radiation belt is very difficult, and I don't know about that. But I know we're all planning on something else. We've got our International Space Station so that we can embark from there up to the moon. I thought that was the original goal. So, you know, we'll see if we're going to add a few more space stations and all that. And who wouldn't want to go up there to the space station and see what they're seeing? Who knows?
Yeah, Jules Verne tried to give us a bunch of spoilers back in the day about it. So, hey, anything's possible.
Yeah. that is true. And so I think we got there. I think we did. I think we had plan B. You guys think we got there the first crack? I think it's all good. I think we're all reasonable people. So, but I think we got there. So we'll see what the Chinese send back to us and see what they show. Now, I will say this. I've been doing a little bit of nosing around in terms of the universe and the solar system and everything. And it seems as though, you know, there was this big scare about Planet X back in 2012, big scare about it. Well, it seems like there are some pictures of a small brown dwarf sun that you can see at sunrise or sunset, and it seems to be a lot of cloak and dagger about that. So we'll have to see. The verdict is out on that, and so there may be a lot more to the solar system than meets the eye, the idea that there's a small brown dwarf and two planets with moons flying around that, and it is absolutely directly behind the sun a large portion of the time, and we can't see it. So we'll have to see what the Chinese can come up with. If they can get any pictures of that, you know, it would be kind of interesting. I don't know if we'd be allowed to see them or not. I think they have to.
Yeah, they have discovered water on other planets too. So, I mean, both in this solar system and beyond, there's been like signs of. Water and possible signs of life, like agricultural life, on some planets.
Well, yeah, like
from what
that Jupiter's moon Europa supposedly has more water on it than our Earth. I mean, that's what they're guessing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember it was really funny how they talked about how dry the Earth, how dry the moon was. And now they're working on strategies to take the ice at the poles of the moon and convert that into water. I think they better be careful to see exactly what the heck they got is in that ice before they start doing any conversions. And so we'll have to see. But maybe we can get something there on the moon because apparently at least Elon Musk wants to head to Mars, by the middle of the next decade. Who wants to go to Mars? Pop Stro, you want to go to Mars?
Not really, but...
Okay. Devin, how about
I'm in
you?
No rush.
You want to go to Mars?
I think I could handle the moon, but I don't think I could do Mars. It's too far away.
Yeah. That's a serious jet lag.
I'd kind of like to go to the moon. Yeah, I'd like to go to the moon and see what goes on up there. See if it's hollow. That's what I think. There's an old Indian legend that the moon was brought in and around our planet about 10,000 years ago. And
the closest I want to get to Mars is like that sci-fi movie with Schwarzenegger.
Closest I want to get to Mars is an M&M bar. I don't want to go out that far. I remember when I was a kid, I saw this movie. It was a Disney movie. I don't think anyone's ever seen it since. It was called Robinson Crusoe on Mars, and it was just scary. I mean, he was up there, and it was just him. And his pod kept circling, and he was hanging out in a space suit, and all this crap went on, and that just poisoned me from wanting to go out there and be by myself. There's no ET phone home there. Yeah, you're on Mars and got nobody to come out and get you. And you can't stick your finger out and have an electrode come out from it and ride a bicycle up over the moon. So it would be too frightening to me.
Well, so, I think Total Recall is the closest I want to get to Mars.
Okay. I agree. But now comes, and I don't know how much experience you guys have had with doing any research or whatever about the HARP system and the ability for them to change weather patterns. That is truly frightening. And we supposedly have it. It's one of these things that everyone in pop culture seems to know that that's what the HARP system does. The government doesn't admit anything, but everybody's certain that's what it does. Now China's doing that in a large part of their country. And I know one thing they can do is they can make sure that the agriculture is better, that they keep the rains a little bit more moderated because they have monsoons. Sometimes that's good in some areas, like when they do rice. But in other areas, it's not that good, and they can change the way their agriculture works, and they can become a economically a stronger country. However, they can also, if you can change your own weather, you can change somebody else's weather. And that's, I guess, what worries me, where they say we've done that before. I'll never forget, it was very interesting. There was a time, this was right after 9/11, they were absolutely certain that some type of major enemy activity was going to go on in Washington, D.C. And I know that my attorney, everybody up there knew something very, very bad was going to happen. And it was clear and sunny and 48 degrees, and the next day they started having about 4 feet of snow. Stopped everything dead in its tracks. It was completely not in the weather forecast. And then all of us looked around and said, well, wonder where that came from. It was not supposed to snow. There was no front or anything. But all of a sudden, it came 4 feet of snow, and all of Washington, D.C. had stopped. So I don't know. Have you guys heard any, how can I put it, any rumors or anything about if that HARP system really works? That's the one instance I know that it didn't make any sense how that happened, but it needed to. And I remember, I'll never forget how many, because I was up there, I never forget how many
very troops they had deployed out there, and then all of a sudden here came 4 feet of snow. Nobody was able to do anything. I couldn't even get out of Washington. So I guess that was the point. Do either of you have any experience with that? I know that may be a little bit of a difficult thing.
I don't. I've only read about it a little bit, so I don't really know what the you know, I know it's ostensibly to monitor weather. I don't know whether it has any power to actually affect weather. I know we, you know, have tried to do things like seed clouds to make it rain with, like, you know, very little effectiveness, you know, some effectiveness sometimes, I think. So it wouldn't surprise me if we were trying to develop that technology. And it seems like it's pretty good timing because we apparently need something to, you know, fight climate change. So I don't know if that would help or, you know, I really don't know what it could do.
Well, and you got a point there. I mean, with climate change, I mean, the climate does change. It's a fact. It always does. And so is it good that we can do it? Well, if it will keep us alive longer, maybe. What would ultimately be the effect if we really do change our weather patterns and we shouldn't? I don't know. And that's a tough one. And that moves us into, I guess, the next topic we want to talk about tonight. I saw this. This was another Forbes story from about 2 days ago, and I put the little animated GIF on the website. But it was talking about the polar vortex is going to split into three pieces. Now, that's because of some extreme warming in the upper atmosphere. This polar vortex, which normally stays compact. And we have kind of like a normal winter, it's going to split into three pieces. And so we're going to have basically three of them instead of one. And what that's supposed to do is that's supposed to bring terrifically bad weather over the next 60 days to Europe and Asia and to us. And I think they're going to get two of them and we get one of them. Apparently, in 2010 was the last time it happened when the polar vortex split, and we had that terrible, terrible nor'easter. It just socked it to the East Coast. So, because of that, because of warming in the upper atmosphere, this vortex is going to split. Now here comes the fun part. I don't know how many of you have heard or seen of him, but the boy has been making some waves. He's been in what I love about the UK is they have the best tabloid newspapers. I mean, you know, they're right up there with Weekly World News now. They've got some great, the Daily Sun and everything. Noah is our time traveler, and he is hooked up with Apex TV, and he gets on there with his face all cloaked, and he talks about at least in 2030, and the one thing he's sure is Donald Trump will be the next president again, regardless of what you think. And then he was talking about, I did a screenshot. He talked about 2019, and we're going to have some terrible, terrible things happen. That's another thing why I meant that here we are in 2019 we're not starting off on a good note. He says in January, UFO sightings are going to skyrocket. And in February, we're going to have the worst snowstorms in history, and we may lose a couple of towns. They may be covered up, and people may actually die, and we would actually lose a town. Now, I will give the guy credit. He picked a year where the polar vortex split. And there is a very real chance we will have some ungodly, unbelievable weather. So I think what we're going to do is monitor closely.
Does he look like the It guy, the intros from the Monty Python shows?
He doesn't look like anything.
It's where the guy runs around the woods, and then he goes to the camera and says, "It." And then it shows the feet stomping everything, Monty Python's Flying Circus.
No, I can tell you he's all pixelated out, and what a conspiracy it is, and he has to keep moving around or they'll find him. But I'll tell you what, I kind of feel like if they want to find him, they'll find him. And reminds me of an old dream I had. There was a guy predicting the future, and whatever he predicted, it happened, but it wasn't going to happen until he started predicting it. And that was a dream that I had a long time ago, and I thought it was kind of funny. So maybe that's what will happen here, and maybe the feds or whoever will convince us that we really have a time traveler. I don't know. I don't know if we can travel back and forth in time. That would be kind of cool. But what we can do is we can monitor the situation. That's exactly what we can do. So I don't know. We've had some bad weather before. We've had some hot weather. We've had some cold weather. We've had some extremes. People have died. So I don't know.
There are some places where it snowed around the country where the snow doesn't really look like snow. It looks more like foam actually on the ground in some places.
Now, that is problematic. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
Just what is it? Do we know?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah. I don't know.
Go figure.
And then not only that, but now we're starting to get volcanic ash settling because we're having a lot of volcanic activity. I mean, let's face it, Mount Vesuvius up over there in the Mediterranean, that's about to blow. That could be just the most unbelievable thing in the world. And we got Yellowstone. Yellowstone's acting a little freaky, but Mount Vesuvius is acting like it is going to just blow. If it does, I mean, you know, we're back halfway to the Stone Age if it does.
Look how active Hawaii's been.
What? Half of a major town lost their homes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible. Now, Devin, you're out there in Los Angeles. You're king of the forest fire, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, we have pretty bad fires often, but this last year was the worst. You know, definitely the worst by far.
Yeah.
Since I've been here.
Yeah, we've got ash all over. You're king of the forest fires. I almost had to leave my home. What?
Yeah, there wasn't where I live, no. It was further up north.
Well, it's in the California area, so.
For sure, yeah.
You know, we're all worried.
You know, we all know people who are affected. Yeah.
Yeah. My neighbors across the street were affected. Their homes were completely flooded by silly little Hurricane Florence, which shouldn't have been that bad, but it was. So, you know, our weather is changing. We're having enough problems here, and I guess anything they can do to keep it from happening. I know that here just in the Myrtle Beach area, Hurricane Matthew 2.5 years ago was one of the most devastating hurricanes we ever had. If you look at the damage to our area, it was far more than Hurricane Hugo or Hurricane Andrew. So I guess anything they can do to help. But, you know, there we go with HAARP. I don't know what they can do. If they can do something, it will certainly help because it's a huge financial loss to the entire world when you have a hurricane that's that bad, number one. And number two, you know, we could really have – we could have a snowstorm that could just keep snowing and snowing and snowing. When I was a kid, we had 5 inches of snow up in the mountains. I mean, 5 feet of snow in the mountains of North Carolina. People were afraid to go out because they may not be able to get back to their homes. They were yelling to just try to get people back in. It was frightening. And I know that when I was a kid, everybody was afraid the winter would never end. We had times when we had a lake, Lake James. It was just a man-made lake by Duke Power. Lake James was completely frozen over, and nobody ever conceived of that, and they just didn't know. And winter lasted very, very late, and like out into April. And I mean, if we'd have another couple more snowstorms, you know, we could have gone the way that the time traveler says a small town could go. I mean, you get buried under 12, 15 feet of snow. Might not be able to get out. It might be curtains for a lot of people. Power lines down, you know, no whatever. So we don't know if that prediction, if that crazy prediction of his could come true, but if we have such a bad winter, I mean, who knows? So that's what I think. Do we have any other comments? I know Devin, you're out there in California with fires. Papa Stroh, you're up there in the from the Onslow County and Emerald Isle area, and you got lots of flooding. You can have flooding. I have flooding down here in Myrtle Beach. So I guess we will see what happens in the next 2 months. If our time traveler, Noah, I'm going to try to contact those folks at Apex TV and tell them we're monitoring the situation. I think that'd be kind of fun. See what they say. So what we'll do, for lack of anything better, but it's something I think quite important. What do we think? Let's take a look into our crystal ball, because we've talked about China and the moon and China and all their recognition software. Where's all this going to go this year? Of the weather and of China being on the moon and potential dangers in international relations, where do we think we'll end up by the end of 2019 as we head into 2020? Does anybody want to take a guess? Devin, you want to take a guess for us?
I'm not seeing anything clear in my crystal ball. I'm not able to predict anything. I have a strong feeling it's going to just be more like it is right now, but worse.
More like it is now, but worse. So the situation will deteriorate.
Yes, probably for a while.
Okay. That's a very reasonable thing to say. Papa Stroh, what do you think?
Along the same lines, there's going to be a lot of agree to disagree. Well, and then, like, disagree to disagree moments of 2019. A lot of butting heads. And there's a lot of that. And a lot of, I'm sure we're going to see quite a more events with the Earth and the way it does things. Because, I mean, what people don't stop to realize, too, on top of that, I mean, this planet is ever so changing with its climate and its nature. And it's like this Earth is so smart. I mean, if we abuse the Earth, and the Earth is going to let us know about it, basically. So that's why, you know, we really need to take care of each other and our surroundings and our habitat, because, you know, Mother Nature will remind us real quick when we're mistreating it.
I think that's a cool statement. The Earth is smart. Mother Nature is smart. Well, I agree with both of you. I think more deterioration this year. I don't think any huge flare-up, but I think a lot of deterioration. So we'll see what happens. We'll find out if our time traveler is correct. We'll give him 2 months, and we'll check that out. And we'll see what happens with China on the moon. And we'll see what happens with us. So I guess what we'll say to that is that kind of clears out our slate of what we were going to talk about. And as I've learned from Papa Stroh, it's plug time. Papa Stroh, what have you got to plug? And then we'll hit Devin, then I'll make my plugs, and then we'll all sail off into the moon set tonight. So Papa Stroh, what you got to plug?
Well, currently the Dust Series Season 3 trailer is out now on YouTube. You can check it out on the YouTube channel. Just type in Dust Series in the YouTube search to find out more of that. January 12th, I'll be at the Battleground Championship Wrestling event in Somerville, South Carolina, Coastal Center. January 19th, I'll be in Wilmington, North Carolina at the Armed Forces Reserve Center for UPWA Pro Wrestling. And my birthday, January 26th, a documentary, The Maestro, done by Green Arrow Films, is being screened and played at the Underground Texas Film Festival in Corpus Christi, Texas. So if you're in the area for any of those events, be sure to check them out. And if you want to lay some TV, wrestling, film, and merch, go to my official website at thestro.com, Twitter at @TheStro, Instagram at @StroMaestro, YouTube channel, subscribe to YouTube channel at two words, Stro Maestro, in YouTube search, and support me on Patreon at patreon.com/PapaStro.
All right, sir. Thank you. Devin, what you got to plug? What you got coming up?
Yeah, well, first I just want to congratulate Papa Stro. That sounds awesome. That's so cool that your movie is screening. I wish I could be there to see it.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't believe it's happening myself. It's pretty surreal.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. Well, I can't top that, but I can announce that I have done a song with a vocalist named Wendy Ho. I don't know if you've heard of her. She has had a top 10 Billboard comedy album.
She's
pretty nasty. She's basically a female drag queen, so she's kind of like a drag queen, but she's biologically a woman. And her songs often get covered by drag queens all over the world. So I'm pretty excited to be working with her. We have a song coming out hopefully in February.
That's awesome.
Wow, that's great. That is great. Now, can you tell us the name of the song or not?
The song is called Anyone Can Break Somebody's Heart. So it's more of a serious song, actually. So I don't know if she's waded into serious territory before. This might be her crossover.
That song is so, the title's so true, though. It's so true.
Thank you.
That's great.
Yeah, Devin, when that thing comes out, we got to, you know, hopefully we can play it, talk to you, talk to whoever. We have a great time with that. So, Devin, congratulations on that. So proud of you.
That's awesome.
The heck of a plug. And I guess I'll say I'm gonna be at Battleground Wrestling the 12th on the 19th. I'll be at UPWA in Wilmington with Terry Cass doing some Saturday broadcasting, and I'm getting ready to announce. I'm not going to say when, where, what, or why, or how, but the Georgia Bigfoot Conference, the Tennessee Bigfoot Conference, Charlotte CryptoCon / the Lake Norman Monster Festival, and of course, I can go ahead and say the Listman Festival, May 31st to June 1st in beautiful, sunny Lee County, South Carolina. Plus, we'll have State Fair Comic Con to be announced. All those will be announced by the end of next week. So, working hard on contracts. So we can have some entertainment, fun things to go do this year. So all I've got to say is I've got some great friends here on the podcast. I hope you keep having fun for a long, long time. Next week I'm looking to get a survivalist to talk about what would happen if we had a TNT, if we had an EMP failure. Or if we had North Planet exit, or you know, whatever, we need to know what to do. So I'm going to try to get all that done. We can't have an environmental survival trip next time. So I guess I'll say we're going to fade up into the moon set. Scary Cat. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you. I'll see you later.
Take care.
Be good. Maybe.
We have a British lady coming.